With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back on Afternoon Drive on a Football Friday, on an F-Off Friday, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We've been talking about this Browns-Ravens game, the second half of the season officially beginning again. We're just going to forget that the Jets thing happened. We got 8 games to go, 5 of them at home. Now's when the real second half of the season begins. But to give you the Baltimore perspective on this game, and Vegas saying it's a 7.5-point line, that means that they're expecting a relatively close game. But to give the Baltimore perspective, we're going to head out and talk to a longtime NFL executive, now host on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore on the Fan Hotline, Vinny Serrato joining us. Vinny, thank you very much for your time, bud.
My pleasure. How you guys doing today?
Other than the football being absolutely atrocious, life itself is good.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Yeah, but they play much better at home than they do on the road.
It's funny you say that. We kind of talked about that as well, because I think people remember the away game in week 2 and how just thoroughly of an ass kicking that was, and so much of like my idea of this game might actually be enjoyable in that it might be close is the Browns are a different team at home. How are you guys viewing this game from the Baltimore side of things?
Well, you know, I've watched the film, you know, and then I went back and watched week 2. I mean, week 2 was 10-3 at the half, you know, and the Ravens blocked a punt in the second quarter to get, you know, good field position, which got them the touchdown and up 10-3. So it was tight. I think the biggest problem is the defense just wears down, and then the offensive special teams give up short fields and make it real difficult on the defense. Because the defense, they're really good.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it on the head. It's incredible. I mean, it really is a great defense. And then you watch these guys, and for the first half, all sorts of games, Vinny, where it's tight, it's close at the half. And then third quarter, fourth quarter, the offense just continues to go 3 and out or not have long drives, and it just wears on the defense. I don't know what suggestion you would have for fixing that or getting that right. It feels like it's going to be a problem we have all year long, though, Vinny.
Oh, I think it's definitely going to be a problem all year long, you know, because, I mean, Fannin is the guy, you know, he's the leading receiver. Other than that, you know, Judy, you know, I was talking about it today. He's got, 28 catches on 60-some targets. You know, that's not very good. You know, and Gabriel's completing, 58%. The O-line is the one of the issues, you know, in pass pro. You know, they gave up a bunch of sacks last week to the Giants. And I think, you know, with Gabriel, you know, if you can get inside pressure, what is he, 5'11", 6 foot tall?
No,
you know,
that's being generous. Yeah, that's being generous.
Yeah. So, you know, like stunts and twists really bother that offensive line. I mean, they were turning people loose last weekend against the Jets.
Vinny Serrato on the Fan Hotline here with Nick and Jonathan on a Football Friday, on an F-Off Friday. All right, so I'm I'm kind of eternally interested in when the national media starts talking about the job status of John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin, because it just feels evergreen. Anytime either guy hits any sort of rough patch, it's, well, you know, they could move on from him. Do you think that's just the evergreen noise that has been around the Ravens because, quite frankly, Harbaugh's been there forever? Or do you think if this doesn't end up in a deep playoff run, that John Harbaugh actually might be in danger of losing his job or moving on?
Doesn't seem like that's Steve Bisciotti's MO. You know, he's about consistency and stuff, and Harbaugh just got a new deal this past year. So I don't see it, you know. And, I mean, look at, you know, they started off 1-5, and Harbaugh just got him coming back. I mean, kind of what you the only reason that you would do anything, you know, it'd be like Andy Reid in Philly. It's like, hey, this is good for both. Both need fresh starts. But I don't see that happening.
Well, Marr missed Wednesday. He was back out there today, and all signs are pointing to him being a full go, I think is what John Harbaugh labeled it as. What is your guys' anticipation with Lamar and how he's looked in recent weeks getting right back, and then how it looks Sunday?
I think he looks good. I thought he handled the Minnesota situation extremely well with all the different stunts and fronts and blitzes and stuff. You know, that Lamar's one of the best at blitzes and those types of things. And, you know, I think he's looked, every time Lamar plays, to me, looks extremely good. He doesn't seem like he runs it as much this year as he has in the past, but he can throw the ball. You know, he can make any throw possible, any throw that he needs to.
Vinny, are the Ravens fully back, or do you still think they have a ways to go?
The O-line is a concern for me. That's what I talk about every day on the radio, because when I watch them, they had one drive last week where it was beautiful, where all five linemen, the fullback, everybody was on point. And that's what happened all the time last year. And this year, it's like four guys do it right, one guy does it wrong, so there's no gain. You know, and that's the issue that they've had, and I think that's why Derrick Henry doesn't have the numbers that he had last year, because there's only one different guy in the O-line, Patrick McCary, you know, and Voorhees, the left guard, to me, he hasn't been playing that well anyhow, but they just don't do it consistently. They did it against Buffalo, you know, for three quarters, and then they did it for one drive, which was beautiful drive. They just bam, 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 right down the field. Henry's getting 10, 12, you know, getting the body on a body, comboing up to the backers. But other than that, they don't do that. And that's why he's getting hit in the backfield a lot.
Yeah, it's funny because he's still almost averaging 5 yards a carry, but he was almost 6 yards a carry last year. And, you know, last year he led the league in touchdowns, led the league in first downs, obviously had almost 2,000 yards. And it's like there is a drop-off there from last year to this year with Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and he only had 23 yards rushing against Cleveland the first time. You know, and the Ravens were, what, 3 of 12 on third down, you know, 240-some total yards. But they scored 31 points the second half. And a lot of that was because of the offense and special teams. And, you know, if the Ravens don't turn it over, I think it'll be tough for them to lose, because I'm guessing that Cleveland at some point will make a mistake, turn the ball over, and give field position. Because against that defense, Schwartzy's awesome, man, you know, and you know, when I was at the Redskins, we interviewed Schwartz, and he was a great interview. Good guy. He was just real young at the time.
Hmm. All right, Vinny, since we're on the topic of coaching, it's been interesting. There are some people who have been big Stefanski supporters whose opinions have started to change because of the last 2 years. He's an offensive head coach. The offense is terrible. What's your read on Stefanski 6 years into his journey as a Browns head coach?
You know, I mean, I'm guessing the Deshaun Watson thing didn't help him out, and then they've been searching for a quarterback ever since. You know, the sad part is their defense is championship defense, and their offense, you know, is ranked in the 30s and everything. So, I mean, that's the issue. It kind of reminds you of, you know, when Brian Billick was the offensive guy for the Ravens and their offense stunk. You know, what'd they have, 5 games in a row where they didn't score a touchdown? You know, but the defense was super and they won that way. And, you know, the Browns can't get that done. You know, who knows what happens? But, you know, to me, if I'm looking at it, you're going to bring in, they're going to be picking a quarterback again, unless we see, you know, they give Shadur a chance to see what he can do. And if he's not the guy, then in the draft, they'll be looking at QB, and then they're starting over again offensively.
At this point, would you just go to Shadur?
After this week, the only problem is with that offensive line, at least Gabriel's got some mobility. You know, how will Shadur handle it where if he's got to be scrambling all over the place? But, you know, because he took a lot of sacks at Colorado. And if he can handle, you know, if he shows the mobility and stuff, you got to give him a chance because you got to find out.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Vinny, I'm kind of, I love line play. I love trench play. It's always, like, my obsession is if you got a good quarterback and you're stout in the trenches on both sides of the ball, you have a chance to do something. I do believe that. I'm old school. I just wanted to brag like that. I do want to know, like, I'm so used to Baltimore finding their Marshall Yondas and their Osemeles and their just time after time restocking that offensive line effortlessly. What has happened to get to this point with this offensive line? Or, I mean, even Linderbaum, people are speculating he might not be long for Baltimore given the fifth-year option being declined and the fact that he hadn't looked as good this year because of the problems around him.
Yeah, he has problems with big guys over him. You know, that's his biggest problem because he's really athletic and stuff. The problem, like, with Rosengarten has kind of gone backwards from last year. He was playing good at the end of the year, you know, his rookie year. And this year, I don't know what the problem is, but he doesn't anchor very well. That's a big problem. You know, and Falele, he has a problem with anything athletic. And Voorhees has had a problem, kind of a problem with both. So I don't know what the – I mean, if I had the answers, you know, they would be doing a lot better, I guess. But it's just – they're just so inconsistent, and I don't know why, you know. I mean, it is a different coach from last year, but he was there from training camp on last year.
Vinny, I want to ask you about because you were, you know, obviously in front offices for so many years in the NFL. I want to ask you what your guys' perception and like what your buddies that were also in the NFL, what your perception of what the Browns did with Paul DePodesta in bringing in a baseball guy that has admitted in recent days he didn't know a single thing about football when he got hired. He was trying to get his sea legs underneath him. His player evaluations at that point on a scale of 1 to 100 was a 0. What'd you guys make of the Browns giving that an experiment the way they did, and then to watch it unfold?
Yeah, that was kind of a shocker. You know, I mean, just because there's so much to learn. I guess they just wanted to, all the analytical stuff. That's to me is the only reason you do it. You know, and I don't know that it hadn't worked that well. They haven't won that many games.
All right, Vinny, give us a prediction on Sunday. Be gentle.
24-10. I picked 24-10. Ravens, I just think it's going to be, I told Ravens fans, they're going to have to be patient, you know, because that's a tough defense and it'd be tough sledding. I said, if the Ravens can run it in the first quarter and they're running well, then it can be a blowout. But otherwise, I think it's going to be a tight game for a while.
What's the radio like on Monday if the Browns win?
Fire Harbaugh.
That sounds about right. Vinny, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate your time.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
Vinny Serrato there of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore on the Fan Hotline. Gave us plenty to react to about this game. Just get a win, damn it, please. Reaction to Vinny in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.